History Con stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. According to Pat Pagano's forecast, we'll have a partly sunny and warm day today, a high of 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on Pat's tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you, well, residents of three counties in Connecticut have been told to mask up indoors. People living and working in Hartford, Middlesex, and New Haven County should mask up indoors because of COVID-19 flaring up across each county again, the public health commissioner said on Wednesday. The CDC update from last Thursday placed five other Connecticut counties, Fairfield, Litchfield, New London, Tolland, and Windham, in medium risk category. They said the main reason to recommend indoor masking in Hartford, Middlesex, and New Haven counties is because high levels of transmission often translate into increases in hospitalizations and deaths. In a story in Republican American, the American Rescue Plan aid stirred contention in Falls Village over the objections of selectmen who say they've been given the authority to make the American Rescue Plan Act grants. The Board of Finance voted to seek the town meeting approval for some of the requests. During a long and contentious meeting at the Finance Board on Monday, First Selectman Henry Todd said the funds are grants and the executive body of the town has the fiduciary responsibility to award them. He said he was uncomfortable with the selectmen having the sole authority for that money, so he wanted to appraise the Board of Finance of the money being given. But he was firm in the final decision, and that at rest was selectmen. The finance chairman urged that a plan for how the money be formulated, and member Dan Silverman said they want to see the board have more of a role in the review process, saying the requests need to be sent to a town meeting. Quote, even if it's not required, there is not much harm in delaying. End quote. The finance board heard a request for $10,000 from the board of directors at the Hunt Library, who said there's a dampness program in the building's basement. Once again, the board voted to send the request to a town meeting. Among other requests were $14,700 from the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society for a new roof at its headquarters at the old railroad depot. When the finance board voted 5-1 to send the matter to a town meeting vote, Selectman Greg Marlowe said, quote, it's a moot point. Since the Board of Selectmen have approval, I don't believe you have the authority to send it to that meeting, end quote. Sharon Center School is getting a new principal, Carol Tomaskley has been named the new principal of Sharon Center School. The appointment was made at Monday's meeting at the Board of Education. She'll take on the position currently held by longtime administrator Karen Manning, who is retiring at the end of June. She's a school counselor at Woodbury Middle School and was chosen from a pool of six candidates, narrowed down from 16 total. She comes to Sharon with 23 years' experience in school counseling, including 2 years of administration experience as a district coordinator of school counseling. She'll begin her new position on July 1st. The board approved her annual salary of $122,000. State Representative Maria Horn said Sunday that the proposed requiring a Department of Energy and Environmental Protocol to develop and implement a hazard tree mitigation policy has survived the legislative process, ultimately being included in Senate Bill No. 238. The bill requirement came about after deep-cut trees at Housatonic Meadows State Park last year, sparking considerable backlash. Horn, a member of the committee, said in a phone interview, the agency has until August 1st to come up with a plan for removing and remitigating hazard trees. If the agency does not do so, Horn said the committee will take the matter up again in the next session. In Dutchess County, former legislator Michael Kelsey has been released from prison. The former Dutchess County legislator was released from state prison on Thursday after serving 6 years of molesting two Boy Scouts during an August camping trip in 2014. The then 38-year-old Salt Point resident was sentenced to serve 7 years in Hudson Prison for sexual abuse. At the time of the trial, the district attorney had asked for a maximum sentence of 11 years. The ward in Millerton met on May 2nd at Village Hall at 6 p.m. Five residents attended that meeting. Mayor Jen Nijak said some of the biggest questions asked at a hearing on the policing was how much contracting the DCSO would cost and what hours one deputy per shift would serve. Broaching a few key points, Nijak said, I think we need to put the village first, adding Millerton has for years funded the Millerton Police Department to patrol throughout the village and the town, which bankrolls about 20% of the annual police budget. While the village takes on 100% of the financial burden and liabilities, Nijak predicted it's likely the village contract with its part-time police force will not be renewed. If the board does continue it, she said there are items that the board want to discuss and work on for the town of Northeast. Taking a look at some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region, Once again, a reminder, in Salisbury today, the Pope Land Design Committee has a special meeting at 10 a.m. In Cornwall at 7, the Board of Finance meeting via Zoom. In Kent tonight, Planning and Zoning meets at 7 p.m. and Main Street Noise and Traffic at 7:30. In Hillsdale, a special town board meeting that happens at 6 o'clock to discuss the sewer debt. In Sheffield, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. tonight. Now, this weekend is a very busy weekend. Women's Support Services has their annual rare plant and garden antique sale at Lime Rock Park on Saturday, and then their garden tours on Sunday. Also going on this weekend, a solidarity walk for Ukraine, May 14th in Millerton, New York. That begins at 9 a.m. Community Day in Weebatuck on Saturday at Weebatuck High School. There'll be a vendor fair, touch a truck, balloon making, car show, school class, community organizations, and more. And they'll also be celebrating the opening of the Weebatuck school-based health center. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, featuring a tapas menu and dinner specials every night, interlakenin.com, and also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,834.11, the NASDAQ at 11,364.24, and the S&P 500 at 3935.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.